Good afternoon, and welcome to Everybody, the podcast which shares stories that highlight people in life that make the world an interesting place, which ultimately ties us all together in unique and wonderful ways. And who am I, you might ask? I would be the head-wrapped socialite, wife, mom, micro-influencer in the fashion and etiquette world. But on this podcast, I will be introducing you to some people who I've had the opportunity to meet along my journey, who have helped enrich me and my life in beautiful ways, and who I hope will do the same in yours. On today's episode, we have a special guest, my cousin, Tiasha Myers. She is my hero, in that she's a breast cancer survivor times two. She has run, let me just tell you this, 14 marathons, 46 half marathons. Now, she is quite simply an amazing person. Not only is she my cousin, my shero, but she's also my sorority sister. Welcome, Cousin T, to the podcast.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Yeah, no problem.
Now, T, I am sure at the time that this interview goes to press, the numbers that you run in the marathon will probably have already changed. So these numbers could be off. But Cousin T, can you tell the listeners a little bit about who you are?
I'm a registered dietitian. Mm-hmm. I'm a runner, as all the marathons and half marathons you said. Mm-hmm. And I'm just a simple person who likes peanut butter and jelly. Eat it every day. Living life to the fullest. Blessed to be here. Breast cancer survivor times two. So living life to the fullest.
I would like to ask you, T. Okay, you just said that you eat peanut butter every day.
Yes, it's a good protein. And really? We need fat in our diet.
How do you eat? Just a peanut butter and jelly? Or do you do like smoothies?
I just do peanut butter and jelly since I'm a simple person.
Okay.
And I just do it for lunch.
What do you eat for breakfast? And then what do you eat for dinner?
I didn't think you're going to ask me that.
So you know, T, we have to delve into the mind of a runner.
So lately I've been eating a cinnamon and sugar bagel.
Like a plain cinnamon sugar, or do you put butter on it?
I put butter on it.
My girl.
I'm vegetarian, so it's a vegetarian bread that I use. And then I'll usually have a snack throughout the day. I'll do a granola bar or some Ritz crackers, whatever I have lying around on my desk.
Okay.
I drink water throughout the day that's flavored with lemon, Crystal Light lemon.
Okay.
Every now and then we'll get hot chocolate and I'll get it with almond milk or soy milk.
Okay.
My peanut butter and jelly sandwich, I usually have something with it. I'm a chip fanatic. So I like barbecue chips. So I'll eat those. And then sometimes I'll have an apple with that. And okay. Then I'll have an ice drink too every now and then. And then for dinner, I usually do rice and veggies or a salad.
How long have you been vegetarian?
1999.
Oh my goodness. What prompted you to become vegan?
When I was in college, there wasn't a lot of options, and then I was eating a lot of salads and different things mm-hmm. like that. I just went with being a vegetarian, and I stuck with it. There's a lot of foods I don't like, and most of them were that I did like were vegetarians.
Okay. I never knew that about you. I never knew that. So with being a vegan, are you strictly like veggies? Do you ever eat anything, like any fish or anything?
No, I don't eat any fish. So there's a vegetarian and there's a vegan. So the vegans are strictly no meat at all, no fish, no tuna okay. fish, no okay. milk, no yogurt. No, you can do like the lactose-free milk yogurts, mm-hmm. but I don't do any of that. I'm a very picky eater, so I don't like the fake meats or anything like that.
Okay.
But I do eat tofu.
Okay. So if you were doing like a salad, you might throw some like tofu in there as well.
Yes. I usually put the tofu in the rice. With my salads, I'll do like a cauliflower, carrot, cranberries. I do a little different things like that.
Okay. What's the best way that you like to prepare your cauliflower?
I eat it raw and I just put that right in the salad.
You're really good. I tried to go vegan about 5 years ago and it was hard and I did it for a year, but obviously you're in the family too, but people love their meat.
Oh yes, they do.
And so when it would come time for breakfast or whatever, and they would have bacon, I'm like, are you kidding me? You know, are you going to eat the bacon right now? I tried though.
You tried.
I'm going to ask you some questions about being a runner.
have you always been a runner?
I ran cross country in the eighth grade, and then I ran a little bit of track 11th grade.
Okay.
We moved to Virginia. And then when I was in college, I played tennis, but everybody that played tennis had to run cross country. I didn't run after that, after I played tennis.
Okay.
And then when I started to work at Mary Washington, I think it was 2011,
mm-hmm.
one of my coworkers were like, oh, we should run this race since we always run on the treadmill. We used to always just run about 6 miles, and the race was the historic half that's always around here, which is the 13.1 miles.
Okay.
And I was like, okay. And then so all of my coworkers, we ran it. And then ever since then, I've been running.
Oh my goodness. So take me back. How in the world can you run 6 miles on the treadmill?
Like, yeah, I don't know, because I can't do that now. I can't run on a treadmill now. I feel like I'm going to fall off. I was just back to that. I was like, how did I used to do that?
Right. The monotony of even to walk on the treadmill for myself. Obviously, like a show in the background, watch some Real Housewives or something. It's a lot.
Yeah,
it's hard.
And back then, we didn't have our cell phones with the AirPods and all that. Mm-hmm. I had a Walkman, I think it was.
Oh, girl, taking it all the way back. Well, they say that once you're bitten by the running bug, everything else changes. When did your love of running long distances start? Was it back in eighth grade cross country?
I think it was after I ran that historic half.
Okay.
I fell in love with it. And after I ran the historic half, the historic half was in May. And then in June, I ran a 5K. And then after that, I started to run races every weekend.
Okay.
So during that training for the historic half, I had got diagnosed with breast cancer.
Mm.
And so my training was a little bit off. And then so after that, I kept running and running and running. And I got my treatments during that time after the historic half.
Wow.
And I just continued to run like a race every weekend after I had my treatments. And then I was cleared to run again.
Wow. So I can't even imagine how hard the treatments would have taken a toll on your body, but you were still able to run.
Well, so I was tired, and then I did have some complications and had to get some different other procedures. So I did come back a little bit.
How did you feel once you were diagnosed? What is your mind telling you?
Oh, so then it didn't matter to me then,
because
I was like, I'm running the historic half. This is my first time ever running a race. I'm having so much fun. And then back then, I wasn't running for time. I was just running to enjoy myself.
Mm-hmm.
And then as I got further along, like now, I run for time, which is instead of sometimes I don't, I guess, enjoy the sights. I just want to make sure that I run for the time goal.
Yeah.
As in before, that since that was my first race, I was just enjoying it.
Right.
Or being out there with my friends.
Mm-hmm.
But we did kind of have a competition to see who would come in first.
Okay. Can I ask you who came in first?
My coworker came in first and I came in second.
Okay.
And the other ones came in behind. I did not come in first.
I was just going to be something if she told me she came in first.
No, I did not come in first. I was like 2 or 3 minutes behind her.
T, that's incredible. What advice do you have for those who are looking to start long distance running?
I would say make sure you have the right shoes and make sure that you have a training plan.
And what do you mean by training plan?
You don't just go out and say that I'm going to run 20 miles today. Just make sure you start off slow to build up your mileage.
One thing that I really like, though, that you've done is that you get a chance to share your passion of running with your mom and your dad. To me, that's everything.
I love going on trips with them to, like, when we went to California and they all ran something.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. What is that experience like?
Oh, I love it. And I like to go back and like when I think my dad, my mom, and then Jaber and my niece and nephew and Amaya, they all and my uncle were all there. And then I got to go back and run with them to the finish line.
Oh,
that was amazing. I like that.
That's dope. Were there tears of joy shed?
Yes.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, that was
you
fun.
Know, those of us who get a chance to share the passions of our life with our parents, you know, those are special moments that you do. You hold dear in your heart and, you know, you cry tears of joy. And then they get to see, too, why you love doing what you do so much.
Yeah.
You know, they get to experience the runner's high.
Yeah, the runner's high.
How does being a registered dietitian play into your running life?
Well, I don't practice anything that I preach, I guess. I need to eat more. I know I need to eat more for my running, but I don't. And I need to stop being a picky eater, saying do as I say, not as I do.
That's true. So everybody, so listeners out there, she is telling you, eat up when you're running these marathons and these half marathons. Because sometimes I'll watch, you know, people who do ultra marathons or marathons, and I look at like a journey that they videotape. And then it's like, I'll look at what they're eating. Oh my gosh. They have pans of pasta.
Oh, like, yeah.
Not just one scoop of pasta. And I'm like, how in the world? But like, in order to sustain these long distances, you know, you have to fuel your body in a way that is going to allow you to do those things.
Right. And some of the ultra runners eat during the races. Mm-mm. How far it is.
Mm-mm. Like, eat what?
They'll eat cookies. They'll eat sandwiches. There's just different things they'll eat throughout the race, depending on how far they go.
Oh,
like if they're doing a 50 miler, 100 miler, there's like different snacks that they'll eat throughout the race.
Mm. There was one time, I went back to high school, right? I relive my glory days. But one of my friends had told me, well, if you eat honey before a race, right? If it'll give you all this energy. Let me tell you, girl, I ate the honey before the race. I felt terrible. It's like, when is this magical like moment supposed to kick in? Because it didn't happen. I was like, that's probably the worst race that I ever ran in my life. What are some qualities, T, that you would say you embody to make you a strong runner?
I would say I'm dedicated. I have patience. I'm persistent, mm-hmm. and I don't give up.
I like that.
It comes from the dedication. If I don't reach my goal, I'll go back and do another race mm-hmm. to get that goal.
And you say like some of the races that you run, you do run the majority of your races for time.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Some of them I'm chasing that sub-130 for a half marathon. And I haven't
okay. Can I faint
yet.
On the ground? Can I just faint on the ground? I'm going to faint. Did you say yes? You can faint on the ground. I'm going to faint on the ground, girl. Your fastest mile. That's what I should ask you.
Fastest mile. I haven't ran a mile race in a very long time.
But if you're looking sub-130 for the half, girl, you're moving.
Well, my fastest half is a 131.
You know what? I'm really fainting on the ground. That's incredible, T.
That's not that fast to me.
Okay, well, I'm going to put myself out there. The one and only half that I ever ran in my life was 212. So you were already home, feet propped up, eating a snack, and I was still running. Growing up, T, I saw many friends transition into becoming like long distance runners, and I tried it for several years. What allows you to stay motivated in these runs?
In the runs, sign up for races, running with friends who also have goals as you and signed up for races. And I run with people who also live in the same area as me, and they get up at around the same time, and we meet to run like at early in the mornings before work. Just a good running group, yes.
Is there a magic number that you have in mind that you want to hit when it comes to races, or do you just want to run forever?
I want to be able to run forever.
That's awesome. You're going to be that 100-year-old woman just running. Girl, I'll be seeing you in all the magazines. Like, go get it, girl.
There was that lady who just, I think she was 90 something that ran the 10K in Georgia.
Yes. I just keep thinking like more power to people who can do that and stay active. What races, T, are your favorites to run?
I like the Historic Half.
Okay.
Which is in Fredericksburg, Virginia. I like the Cherry Blossom 10 miler, which is in Washington, D.C., which I'm running on April 2nd.
Oh, nice. Will the Cherry Blossoms be out by then?
I think they may. They just said today that the Cherry Blossoms will be out this weekend. So I think they may still be out. And I also like the Chicago Marathon.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next one I like is the Scranton Half in Pennsylvania and Scranton, PA.
T, have you ever run the Boston?
I have, yeah. I ran Chicago, yeah.
Wow. And for Boston and Chicago, you must be invited, though. It's not just...
Yes, So with Chicago, you can be invited. You can qualify for that one, or you can do a lottery.
Okay.
I think I didn't do a lottery for that one. I qualified for that one.
Nice, T. Nice. What is some life advice that your mom or your dad have given you that you carry with you each day?
You know, the basic: follow your dreams, mm-hmm. be a go-getter. These are the things, you know, the normal things parents say: to never give up, to go with for what you want. And then when Nanny, my grandmother, passed away, mm-hmm. there was an article in the paper that she was in Philly, I guess at the Eye Institute. Mm-hmm. There was a quote that she had in there. And so this is just something that I have like written mm-hmm. in my office, and I have it like written at work. Mm-hmm. And I have it like in my planner, and it says, live each day to the fullest, because tomorrow isn't promised. Life is too short and sweet to waste not being happy. Mm-hmm. So right now, those are the things that I'm living by. So like, if I see something that I want to do, I just go and do it, because I'm living life to the fullest.
Amen. I think that's beautiful, beautiful words of wisdom, words to live by your parents. And also just inspiring quote that your grandma left: live life to the fullest. Right. It's what we do with every single moment
right.
that matters. There's this runner by the name of John Bingham. And I thought about this when you were talking about the races that you've run and being a breast cancer survivor. And I just want to say, this is why you are my Shiro, is the miracle isn't that I finished. The miracle is
that I had the courage to start.
When I saw that quote, it's like, I thought of you. And that's crazy. Like, I just got like goosebumps when you finished the quote. So with that being said, T, I am so happy that you have shared some of your story with us. And I think it's very meaningful and powerful. And I love watching the different races and following along with you, because it feels like I'm running a race with you. And for those of us who don't run those long distances, but we're able to follow along with you, like, you carry us with you. Aww. And I just really appreciate you. And I am so happy and that we got a chance to sit down and talk today. And I can just remember you being this little girl, you know, and we had these nicknames for each other, but I will not share the nicknames here. But I feel super blessed, because I have some of the coolest cousins and family and friends out there. And I love you. And just,
I love you too.
Yeah, just thankful for the opportunity to sit down and talk with you. And I'm just so proud of you. But thanks, T. Thanks for spending this time with me.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Love you, girl.
I love you too.
Look, toodles.
Bye.
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 Okay.